It's the Twins and the Rangers in Arlington on Monday. Phil Hughes opposing Martin Perez. As we pick it up in the second inning, game is scoreless. Rougned Odor at the plate.
Here's the pitch. And Odor swings and lines one to left center field, and that's in for a base hit. Napoli around third will score. Odor heading for second. The throw is not in time. An opposite field double for Odor. His RBI drought is over, and it's 1-0 Rangers. 2-1. And here's the pitch. Gallo is swinging a high pop-up down the left field line into foul ground. Goes Sano back to the infield. Now it comes back fair, and Sano makes an acrobatic sprawling catch.
Gallo, that big open stance toward the pitcher, but having to protect here down on the count, nothing and two. Hughes ready, and here's the two-strike pitch. Swinging a ball, hit right side, base knockout into right field. Coming in to score is Napoli. Elvis stops at second. Joey with an 0-2 single to right on what looked like a curveball there from Hughes. Joey doesn't single very often. That is his fourth single of the year, but it produces his 15th RBI, and it gives the Rangers a 2-0 lead.
That was a curveball. Joey able to recognize it and stayed back. One ball, one strike. Here comes Perez. Swung on, line drive up the alley, left center field. This is trouble. It is in there for extra bases to the wall. One run is home. Two runs are home. Buxton will score. Dozier clears him off with a double, and the Twins lead 3-2. Kinsler looking into Jimenez. Now a glance over the shoulder at first. The set. And the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a bouncing ball off the glove of Kinsler. It goes to the shortstop behind second. Throw to first in time. Polanco throws out Luke Croy to end the ballgame on a play that went 1-6-3. Outstanding play by Jorge Polanco to end it.
The Twins edge the Rangers 3-2. Robbie Grossman drew a walk for Minnesota, and he's now reached base safely in all 16 of his starts this season. Byron Buxton drew two walks after entering Monday with just two walks on the entire season. The Rangers received a quality start from lefty Martin Perez with six innings of three-run ball, but they can never quite get that clutch base hit when they needed one the most, as the Rangers went just 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Here is Texas skipper Jeff Banister in the aftermath of Monday's 3-2 loss to the Twins.
I think both, TR. I think the early opportunities to put some runs on the board and kind of put some distance in between us became a challenge for us. Situations like that, you got a guy that in those type of scenarios, you got to find a way to push a run across the board.
The beginning plagued Martin again, the three walks, really. Mm-hmm. I know that's something you guys have worked on with him.
Yeah, the three walks, really. And when you look at the game and you look at the freebie battle inside the game, when you're upside down on that, it creates so many different challenges for you. And the three walks in the one inning, and then Dozier put together a good at bat, hit a change up for a double that cleared the bases with two outs. Really, if we make pitches in that inning, we don't get to that point.
This seems to be the topic of conversation after every Martin start, is the one inning that gets him. So how is he going to overcome it?
It comes down to making pitches. Eliminate the walks. Continue to make pitches. We know that he can. It's those situations that you can't continue to put big innings on the board. And he's a quality pitcher with quality stuff. You see it in every other inning. You see him, the ability to make pitches. Really, that inning, he got quick with the delivery, yanked a fastball, and left the changeup behind. And that, the changeup is eventually the pitch that got hit. However, it's the other quick delivery pitches that out of the zone that really created challenges for him.
Benny, he's had so many three ball counts to hitters this year. Is that just a snowball that's going to eventually cause an avalanche with him in a game?
Well, it seems like it. There are times, though, that he's able to pitch through it. He pitched through it a couple different times with the ground ball double plays. We know he has that in the bag. We got to get him to the point to where to limit those those situations, early count strikes, it's get ahead and put hitters away, execute pitchings.
You had a ninth inning discussion with the home plate umpire. Is it fair to say that perhaps you were discussing more than what transpired in the ninth inning?
I would say it's the first time I've ever been ejected for clapping my hands. Look, you guys watch the game. You have the monitor. You can assess for yourself. Where some of the frustration was at.
Just along those lines, when you've got close calls, if you're constantly at deep counts, common sense tell you that you're not going to get a lot of close calls there.
Well, look, I'm not going to discuss, where you're leading that discussion about the strike zone. The strike zone is what it is. Strike's a strike, ball's a ball.
Irvin Santana squares off with Andrew Kashner on Tuesday.